A film critic once asked a simple question that would change everything. What do you know for sure? The woman he asked, then already a household name, found herself speechless. That moment of uncertainty became the seed for a profound exploration of life's deepest truths. What emerged wasn't a collection of platitudes or celebrity wisdom, but hard-won insights forged in the fires of poverty, abuse, and the relentless pressure of public life. This is wisdom earned, not inherited. Lessons learned from dancing with Tina Turner, walking the Underground Railroad blindfolded, and sitting in silence watching clouds descend over Hawaiian mountains. These aren't theoretical concepts, but lived experiences that reveal how ordinary moments contain extraordinary power when we're awake enough to notice them. Standing backstage watching Tina Turner extend an invitation to dance, there's a choice. Count steps carefully or throw your head back and move. That split-second decision captures something essential about joy. It's not what happens to us, but how we choose to receive it. Real joy requires treating delight as soul nutrition rather than frivolous indulgence. Develop your own rating system for daily experiences. Laughing until your stomach hurts might be 5 stars. Waking up clear-headed, equally valuable. Create deliberate ah moments. A 4 p.m. masala chai ritual, watching sunrise with coffee, 5 minutes of meditation. These aren't luxuries, but necessary recharging stations. Resilience isn't avoiding difficulties, but finding opportunity within devastation, like seeing the moon when the barn burns down. If you're holding anyone else accountable for your happiness, you're wasting your time. Every challenge lets us pave our own road forward. When the ground shifts, let the tremors help you find a new center of gravity. The most profound question cuts through all planning. If your life ended tomorrow, what would you regret not doing? Because we will die, we must live now. Joy isn't about waiting for big moments, but finding wonder in small ones. A child's laughter, morning coffee, a dog's wagging tail. Carrying secrets creates the heaviest burden. Sexual abuse from ages 10 to 14, resulting promiscuity, pregnancy at 14, a baby who died weeks after birth, returning to school telling no one, fearing expulsion, holding the shame into adulthood until family members leaked the story to tabloids. Expecting public condemnation, discovering instead that nobody treated you differently, reveals something profound. Holding the shame was the greatest burden. When you know who you are, you stand in wisdom. When facing difficult decisions, remove fear from the equation by asking, "What would I do if I weren't afraid?" Remove fear, and the answer becomes clear. Reading Gary Zukav's The Seat of the Soul revealed that every action stems from intention. Realizing the intention of always pleasing others produced the unwanted consequence of feeling used. Now, before any decision, what is my real intention? Unexamined intentions create consequences that block progress. In third grade, fearing arrogance after praise for a book report. For years after, weight became an apology, a way of saying you didn't think you were better than anyone. Like many women, taught to deflect praise and downplay accomplishments. But naysayers can never be satisfied, whether you hide or shine. Every time you allow others to play you small, you ignore your own blueprint. You're built not to shrink, but to blossom. We all share one fundamental desire: to feel valued. Whether you're a mother in Topeka or a businesswoman in Philadelphia, we long to be loved, needed, understood, and affirmed through connections that make us feel alive. After interviewing 7 men who cheated on their wives, a profound pattern emerged. Our yearning to feel heard is so strong, we'll seek validation wherever we can get it. One man married 18 years said about his mistress, "There wasn't anything special about her, but she listened, was interested, and made me feel special." The real lesson took years to learn. Lack of intimacy isn't distance from someone else, it's disregard for yourself. If you're looking for someone to heal and complete you, you're wasting time. You have responsibility for your own life and the power to give yourself the love you may not have received as a child. When confusion arises in relationships, ask directly, "What do you really want here?" the answer will invariably be some version of, I want to know that you value me. Responding with, I hear you, will transform any relationship. Despite a public persona, living in Chicago apartments for years without knowing neighbors, moving to California in 2004 changed everything when a woman in the grocery store welcomed her to the neighborhood with such sincerity it nearly brought tears. Making a conscious decision not to close off and accepting neighbors' invitations revealed a feeling of community she didn't know she was missing. Life gets sweeter when you expand your circle. Love has been trivialized to the point of mass delusion. We often miss it because it doesn't match our fantasy packaging. But love is all around, in all forms, always available. A relationship built on real love feels good most of the time and never requires losing your voice or dignity. Gratitude transforms any situation by shifting perspective from negative to positive energy. After keeping a gratitude journal faithfully for a decade, the practice slipped away as life got busier. Revisiting an old entry from October 1996, grateful for a run with a slight breeze, cold melon in the sun, laughing with friends, sweet sorbet, and a beloved mentor calling, sparked a crucial question. Why no longer feel joy in simple moments? Despite accumulating more wealth, responsibility, and possessions, happiness hadn't grown proportionally. The realization, in 1996, gratitude was a daily priority. Returning to journaling changed everything. Appreciating what shows up in your life generates more goodness when you focus on what you have rather than what you lack. During an uncontrollable crying spell on the phone came firm instructions. Stop it right now and say thank you. You're saying thank you because your faith is so strong that you don't doubt you'll get through this. When you feel least thankful, you most need gratitude's gift, perspective. For decades, spent incalculable time obsessing about food, what to eat, calories, fat grams, exercise needed to burn it off. First diet doctor visit in 1977 at age 23, weighing 148 pounds as a size 8, thinking that was fat. Only after experiencing unexplained heart palpitations in 2001 came true appreciation for the body. One morning, getting out of the tub, glimpsing yourself in the mirror and feeling genuine gratitude for bright eyes, clean face, strong shoulders, and neck. Finally, thankful for the body you live in. Realizing your potential means recognizing when you've grown as much as you can in a job or city, then having the courage to move on. Bold moves advance you toward your grandest vision. Fear will immobilize you if allowed, but remember, whatever you fear has no power. Your fear has the power. The thing itself cannot touch you, but your fear can rob you of your life. Push past anxiety and keep stepping forward. At 15, she earned 50 cents babysitting. By 17, she made $100 weekly in radio. She decided to pursue work she loved so much, she'd show up even without pay. If you can earn money doing what you love, every paycheck becomes a bonus. The greatest gift is pursuing your passion. She was 40 before learning to say no. Early in television, overwhelmed by people seeking help, spending their last dime to reach out, children running away, abused women appearing at the studio, writing endless checks while losing touch with what she genuinely wanted to give. This disease to please stemmed from childhood abuse that violated boundaries. What cured it was understanding intention, examining why she said yes when meaning no. Now she keeps these words on her desk. Never again will I do anything that I do not feel directly from my heart. Before saying yes, ask what your truest intention is. Managing stress means focusing on the present moment rather than worrying about what's gone wrong or what might happen next. As women, we've been programmed to sacrifice everything for others, but you can't give what you don't have. It's like the airplane oxygen mask theory. Secure yours first to help others. You already have everything needed to live fully. Born in segregated Mississippi in 1954, the same year the Supreme Court ruled for equal education, freedom meant having choices. If you're born with opportunities, you're among the world's luckiest. Take that fortune and lift your life to its highest calling. Home should be refuge. Declaring it gossip-free aligns with ancient wisdom that negative words poison your life. Gossip reflects initiators' insecurity, people wanting to feel powerful because they feel powerless. In 1969, an assembly speaker's words about excellence being the best deterrent to racism changed everything. That evening, making a poster with his challenge and taping it to the mirror, always doing your best is the most fulfilling path to personal freedom. Authentic power occurs when purpose aligns with personality to serve the greater good. The secret is alignment, knowing you're on course, fulfilling your soul's intention. Here's what matters most. Happiness is proportional to the love you give. Use your life for goodwill, knowing everything you think, say, and do returns to you. There's no yellow brick road. You lead life. It doesn't lead you. The miracles you're waiting for are happening right now. Start noticing them. Start being the person you were meant to become. Not someday, but right now.